There aren't any flags in the signs of the windows of dorms at Ohio State University in Columbus this year because of a new policy. And some students, like senior Nick Bellopatrick, are not happy about it.
Instead of just banning what people would consider hateful and hurtful to everybody, they're banning everybody. Like, we can't even have an Ohio State flag, we can't have an American flag in our window, we can have nothing.
In a written statement, the Assistant Vice President for Media and Public Relations at Ohio State University says the school has a longstanding commitment to free speech. Chris Davey defends the new rules, saying they're consistent with the First Amendment, as well as the university's teaching, research, and service missions. But OSU students are not the only ones complaining about the violation of free speech rights these days. Two state lawmakers say they've heard complaints too. Republican Representative Wes Goodman explains the goal of what's being called the Free Speech Act.
This is not about privileging or advancing one viewpoint over another, or about stifling opinions we disagree with or even find abhorrent.
Aaron Baer with Citizens for Community Values, a group backing the bill, says incidents involving free speech are not new, and they don't always involve major universities. And he says often they involve conservative issues. For instance, students who oppose abortion wanted to hand out flyers at Columbus State Community College in 2013.
Columbus State had a free speech zone policy, which essentially limited this student's ability to hand out these flyers to less than 1% of the campus in terms of acreage.
Republican Representative Andy Brenner says those free speech zones would be history under this bill, among other things.
It prevents hecklers' vetoes by prohibiting universities from disinviting speakers based upon the potential reaction, opposition, offense, or irritation taken to that speaker's expression. It makes student activity fees optional. It requires universities to distribute student activity fees in a manner that is neutral to each organization's viewpoint and expression. So in other words, if you're going to charge a fee for one student organization, you're going to charge the exact same fee for all student organizations, regardless of the organization.
But there are questions about the proposal. And Gary Daniels with the ACLU of Ohio says his organization's lawyers will be taking a close look at the bill.
Universities sometimes walk a tightrope here between enforcement of their non-discrimination policies and free speech. So many times those things can collide on campus. We understand both sides of that, but we think by and large, of course, it's the First Amendment that wins out. But the problem with constitutional law and law in general is much of this can be very nuanced, specific to individual situations. So we want to make sure that this bill will be striking the right balance there and keeping all of these concerns in mind.
Striking a balance could be the key for lawmakers who support this bill if and when it gets hearings once legislators come back in a few days. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.